Michael Twitty is an African-American Jewish writer, culinary historian, and educator. He's the author of The Cooking Gene, published by HarperCollins Amistad, which won the 2018 James Beard Foundation Book Award for Book of the Year, as well as the category for writing. He's a deep thinker who shares his intersectional identity with us to learn about himself and to teach us. His latest book is Kosher Soul. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you? Nice to talk to you again.
It's great to talk to you. I feel like this new book in its own way is almost Talmudic.
I've heard that from other people, and it's both like humbling and like really exciting to hear.
So the premise of this work is not about who makes the food, but how the food makes the people. Can you elaborate on that idea a little bit?
Sure. I mean, what does it mean when you make Jewish food? It means that if you are doing it in the spirit of the tradition, it's part of the idea of Hiddur Mitzvah, which means to make the honoring of the commandments, the rules, the laws, more beautiful, more enjoyable, more exciting, more whatever. If I am making a table of treats for a holiday, and they include kasha varnishkas, and they include collard greens, and they include other things, I'm curating my life. I'm letting the table speak for me. And I find that in these travels through Black Jewish Venn diagram history, cultural history, culinary history, you find a lot of examples of a fusion of things being together on the same table, of inspiration, of dialogue. And that's really what I mean. I was asked the question the other day ago, what's a Black Jewish food tradition? And I said, I'll let you know in 100 years. Because there have been some, and there certainly are some, we're documenting. But I think that the other part of it is in a American, I mean, North and South America context, we have so much to learn and so much to document. And I don't really feel there's a need to put one label on that. I think it's just it's a braid of influences that makes Kosher Soul possible.
What do you always make for Hanukkah? What's one Hanukkah dish you always make?
Beignets.
Ooh, love that.
Yeah, I don't do sufganiyot. I do beignets. I do the traditional, you know, regular flour and powdered sugar beignets. And I do puff puff, which is the West African forerunner or cousin to the beignet, I should say. And, you know, sufganiyot, maybe, you know, buy them. But of course, when I went to Israel, I found that sufganiyot are not what we think they are. They're not just the one little cherry, you know, jelly donut that you get at the kosher market or the bakery that makes them once a year. They're so diverse. There can be virtually anything you want. So I'm a little bit intimidated by that. So I'd rather go with it, just cut the dough, fry it, and sugar it up, than make these beautiful, elaborate donuts and have the whole house smell like frying things for forever.
Thank you so much, Michael.
No, thank you. This is always a pleasure to talk to you.
Michael Twitty is the author of several books, including The Cooking Gene. His latest, Kosher Soul, considers the marriage of two distinctive culinary cultures, the foods and traditions of the African Atlantic and the global Jewish diaspora. It's a powerful read.